AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A University of Cincinnati police officer who shot a driver during a traffic stop has been indicted on a murder charge. Officer Ray Tenson claimed he was dragged by Samuel DeBose's car.
I think he was making an excuse for a purposeful killing of another person. That's what I think.
Prosecutor Joe Dieter says DeBose was pulled over for a missing license plate.
This doesn't happen in the United States, okay? This might happen in Afghanistan or somewhere. This just does not happen in the United States. People don't get shot for a traffic stop.
Dieter says Tenzing should never have been a police officer. If convicted, Tenzing could face up to life in prison. On Capitol Hill, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Martin Dempsey says President Obama has not ruled out military force against Iran if they don't abide by the nuclear agreement.
Ultimately, time and Iranian behavior will determine if the nuclear agreement is effective and sustainable. In the interim, I will continue to provide my best military advice and present military options.
Today's hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee is part of a 60-day review of the Iran nuclear deal, with a vote in Congress expected in September. Near Cincinnati, a van carrying vacation Bible students crashed through a crossing gate into the side of a freight train. The AP's Dan Sewell reports one person was killed.
They're not sure why the driver didn't stop. It was a van that was filled with kids from ages 7 to 10, so they speculate she could have been distracted.
A wildfire near Napa Valley in California jumped a containment line. Mandatory evacuations remain in place. At least 130 structures are threatened. The area around Napa is being baked with triple-digit temperatures. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. A decision is expected soon from the Fed, possibly on interest rates. The Dow is up 119 points. This is AP Radio News. Afghanistan's main intelligence agency says the top leader of the Taliban is dead, and the White House now says the report is credible.
The Afghan National Directorate of Security says Mullah Muhammad Omar actually died more than 2 years ago at a hospital in Pakistan. Rumors had been swirling this morning about Omar's fate. He's been declared dead many times before, but an Afghan spokesman says he can confirm officially that the reclusive one-eyed Omar has passed away. Omar led the Taliban insurgency after the U.S. toppled him from power in 2001. The confirmation's likely to complicate peace talks between the Taliban and Afghanistan. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
We are now getting word from the Federal Reserve. The Fed is going to keep a key interest rate unchanged, and it is seeking further economic gains before starting any interest rate hikes. And on Wall Street, stocks are sharply higher. The Dow is up 125 points. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.